Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Time to talk more company results, and this time with Santam. South Africa's largest short-term insurer has delivered a solid set of first half performance. It actually has exceeded most of its targets, with all key performance indicators for the year 2025 really sitting in double digits. Their conventional underwriting margin has seen a growth of just over 11.3%, 33% return on capital, 19% growth in headline earnings, and of course 16% in conventional net earned premium. It all sounds like technical numbers, but the truth is we're going to simplify it now with Gugu Mthethwa, CEO of Partner Solutions at Santam. Gugu, such a pleasure to have you back on the show as always. Excited to have you with us. You caught the tail end of my conversation with our market commentator a moment ago, Zwela Kemguni, who, as an investor and portfolio manager, said, well, hey, Santam looks like it has a great overview in terms of outcomes, so I definitely buy the stock. And when I looked through your numbers today, I guess many participants would share similar sentiments, because boy oh boy, have you shot the lights out in terms of your earnings. Almost every metric is a highlight, but maybe just talk us through a few that we need to be cognizant of as Kaya Biz listeners.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Gugu, and thanks for having me. I think from our side, you'll recall that we had our strategy refresh about 2.5 years ago, and we called it the Future Fit Strategy to 2030. And we had three pillars, effectively. The first saying that, you know, we want to remain dominant in South Africa because we are the largest short-term insurer in South Africa. So we wanted to drive that quite a bit. The second pillar being our international strategy, which we'll talk about in a bit more detail. And then the third being that of partnerships and expanding our ecosystem. And for us, these results effectively are a testament to our strategy, to us really remaining on course. The first one saying that, you know, with My Way, which is our direct business, that we really had invested in the past 18 months to 2 years in the inbound strategy. And now we're seeing that double digit growth. And it's not, increase only in price. It was not that. We actually have an increase in policy holders. So which means clients are actually choosing Santam and My Way. So there we really have grown our direct business. Uh-huh. We remain, of course, again, dominant in our broker space, our intermediaries. The business has grown with regards to our underwriting margins have remained solid. Our reinsurance, really, we've seen growth in our reinsurance space, both at the top line and also on the margin side. I mentioned one of the pillars being a partnership. We announced a partnership about 18 months ago of MTN. So we partnered with MTN, and there we're seeing now our policy count, over 600,000 policy count on the MTN side. 2 months ago, we entered a partnership with MultiChoice. Yes. And again, they're insuring the decoders. That sees increase in policy count as well. So you'll see that across the board, there's actual growth in our policy count. And then I mentioned our international business. Which we can expand on, that we had announced a month ago that we're entering the Lloyd's syndicate in the London market. And again, that's also in line with our strategy that we want to diversify further and really grow outside of South Africa while we remain dominant in South Africa. So you'll see that across the board, it's actual growth that has contributed to the results. But also must mention the weather impact, that last year this time we had really big catastrophic impact, from the weather claims. And this time, the first half of this year, you know, touch wood, we've actually benefited positively that we haven't had significant catastrophic claims on the weather front.
100%. We will touch on the international business in just a moment, as well as weather, because you are quite right. That was quite a painful point for yourself and your peers just over a year and 2 years ago. I'm keen just to talk about the South African environment and, of course, what we've seen in terms of premium increases by 16%, if I read them correctly. And as you've mentioned, it's not just an increase in premiums, but also an increase in insured South Africans. Help us contextualize that within the market that we're in, because so often we're well aware that South Africans have been under significant pressure financially, and almost at times more selective about the short-term insurance products that they take on board. So help us understand more of the acquisitive drive in terms of customers, but also, you know, the sustainability of the growth in premiums, but also how this links to the bigger picture of reinsurance when you go to the international market.
No, absolutely. I mean, the economy is still not growing at the rate that we'd like them to be growing at. And as you mentioned, that customers are still also quite under pressure when you look at the debt to income ratio sitting at about 69%. So there is that financial pressure. Having said that, and on our side, when we focused on the inbound strategy, we had said that there's still quite low penetration of insurance in South Africa. Two-thirds of the cars on the road are actually not insured. So we do still see that there's still an opportunity for us to grow as a business. So I think firstly it's the penetration, and then of course being quite competitive as well, ensuring that we're competitive, whether from a pricing point of view, and also the risks that we select, that we become better at selecting the risks and underwriting, especially on the property side, say that can we actually underwrite smarter to protect our margins. So I think for us, we still see opportunity within this environment. And also what we've also gone on the campaign is just to that we embarked on a campaign was to educate, our customers in terms of the value of insurance. That is not necessarily just a cost. It's a big benefit to the end user, to the client, to protect your assets and however small or large the asset is. So that as well, and also educating in terms of the risk protection. That is not only a claim side. How can we prevent some of the risks and some of the claims rather? So I think for us, we still see opportunity locally. And you mentioned on the reinsurance side, I think on the reinsurance side, again, there was some bad business that we actually had ended and then entered into some of the strategic partnership to grow our reinsurance business, and hence seeing that turnaround on the reinsurance side.
100%. I'm also quite keen to get into the weather conditions and perhaps geocoding. As you said, we're hopeful that the remainder of the year will actually see calmer weather conditions. But I'm also quite keen to talk about your investment in technology regarding geocoding and how you approach clients and customers who might find themselves in high-risk areas and what that means for underwriting the product solutions and innovations that you also bring to them as Santa.
I think for us, we've always made sure that we understand the risk that we take. And now as we continue to improve on our risk selection, we currently are sitting over 80% of our current properties being geocoded, understanding the X and Y, dimensions of not only the address, but really understanding the surroundings of where the properties are. Are they close to, you mentioned floodlines, or are they close to fire stations? So it's really understanding the risk assessment and the risk impact of each of the properties and the location. And for us, again, it's also taking educating our clients and working together with the brokers to take steps to ensure that we either prevent where possible. For example, where we know that there might be, strong winds, that we say, can you put shutters on your windows to limit the damage of some of the weather impact? So for us, it's not completely saying, we won't necessarily ride specific risks, not a blanket, but it's the same as the motor that we want to make sure that we price for the risk appropriately and that you're not necessarily paying for somebody else's risk.
100%. I am quite interested as well, Kuku, to touch on the international operations and opportunity there regarding the Lloyd's circuit. For us as South Africans who are here, not fully exposed to that market in the UK, give us context as to why this matters, what it means for Santam, and the contribution it makes to your bottom line.
I think for us, if you actually think of, for example, of a mall, to say that we are now entering into this mall and you might see us as a tenant, for example. Say Lloyd's is a mall, and where there's a mall, there are tenants that need to come in and pay rent. And if you're in a mall, of course, there's more foot traffic and therefore more business for you, and more customers actually get to know about you. So we are saying we're going into the international space, going into Lloyd's. It's a big market. The market is X times bigger than that of South Africa. So the exposure for us as Santam, it's now being exposed in the global space. That obviously has also quite strict risk and governance controls. So we're entering into the Lloyd's market. We'll then be exposed to more clients and more territories as well internationally. They also will be then exposed as well, Lloyd's, into the developing countries, because they're not, as much as they're a global player, they're actually not as significant in the developing markets. So for them, it's also an opportunity to then be exposed to a Santam who is, as I mentioned, quite a leader in South Africa. So it is a two-way street, and it is both way a learning that we're also taking our expertise internationally, especially on the specialist business, and they also getting exposure in the developing markets.
100%. Coco, before I let you go, I know it's a busy day for yourself and your peers, speaking to all of my industry peers, and tomorrow the Investor Roadshow begins. But I'm quite keen to wrap this up with a key takeaway for us as South Africans, again, who are, you know, interact with your company, interact with the brands that fall underneath you, and of course also in ways that we might not even be aware, have our DSTV decoder and maybe even mobile devices even covered by your business. And I'm keen for us, you know, just to... your key takeaway in terms of us positioning the role and function of insurance in our lives, especially given the tough economic conditions that we're under. The South African middle class is typically under immense financial pressure. And maybe how do we need to reconfigure and reinteract with insurance for our most loved assets?
Exactly that. And you know, when you ended by saying our most loved asset, and I think for us it's that, to say that when you think about the things that you actually do love the most, be it your microwave, be it your cell phone, be it your DSTV decoder, and you work quite hard to actually get that asset, and what better way to ensure that you actually insure it? Because once, if anything were to happen, be it something natural disaster or a theft or an accident, then it actually almost sets you back, that you need to actually go back to acquire it. So I think for us, it's just to say the importance of protecting your assets. As I mentioned, be it your device, your small assets device, or your property. And I think for us, that is the value of insurance, that, you know, protecting the things that you love.
100%. Thank you so much for your time, Coco. Appreciate you speaking to us this evening.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Coco.
Coco Mthethwa, CEO of Partner Solutions at Santam, joining us this evening to give us an overview of the business's results, its operations and goals and ambitions outside of South Africa.
Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.